T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So my kid just rented a car with 5 friends to drive home from Madison this past weekend. She sent me the bill. It was $70 each, which again, times 5, was $350.
For how many days?
It was just
3 days?
Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon.
So three days, $350.
Yeah, 2 days.
Whoa.
So that's a lot, right? I mean, it was split between 5 kids, so it wasn't bad for us.
But rental car situation is still a mess.
It's out of hand, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can easily spend $100 a day, and that's before fees. The rental car business went over a cliff during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. No business travel, very little business travel. And they got rid of a lot of their cars and have not been able to replenish. Yeah. Who can find cars now with the chip shortage?
Yeah, exactly. They slim down their fleets, and now nobody can get cars, including the rental car companies. So they have the few cars they have left are going for crazy dollars. And yeah, I mean, I've rented cars for, I don't know, as little as $12 or $15 a day, but you know, 20 to 30 a day was sort of, yeah, that's a good deal. I'll take that. And now it's hard to find anything under $100 a day in a lot of destinations.
I just want to rent the car. I don't want to buy the car.
Right.
But there are some alternatives.
And gas
there's a few strategies I have. First off, and this is pre-pandemic, and I still do it now, I almost always choose a refundable rate. So I reserve a car. I have 2 cars reserved for 2 different
prepay.
Trips I'm going on. I don't prepay. Even though you save, and you might save like 5 to 10% is all by booking ahead of time. It's a lot, but often, I mean, you get the insurance where if I have to cancel the trip, it's free. So that's the first part. But then you also get the opportunity to shop as you go. So I will check every couple of weeks what the rates are. And often I've booked 2 or 3 times for a trip because, you know, I'll just book a non-refundable run right when I get my airline tickets. I'll say, great, here's the timing. Boom, got it. And then I'll go a month later. I go, oh, it's cheaper now. We'll cancel that one and rebook. And I think
can do that with cars.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you select the refundable rate, a lot of places, like if you reserve one through Kayak, they don't even take your credit card information down. You just reserve the car and then you pay when you get to the counter and you can just go return that or cancel that reservation at any time and go with a different reservation. So that's what I do almost every time I rent a car. It's always refundable. And then you have options. You can get something else. You can upgrade. Oh, I have more people. I want to get something different. Mm-hmm. You can change along the way.
And you turned me on to an alternative. I did not even know this website existed, but I'm glad you teed this up. It's called Turo, Turo.com, where basically you're sharing a vehicle with another owner, right?
What? Yeah, it's basically Airbnb for rental cars. And Turo's the biggest player in this market. And it depends on where you're going, kind of how much it's caught on yet. It hasn't obviously caught on as much as Airbnb has. But yeah, I've done this a couple of times. And I'm in Denver and I'm renting Paul's BMW. And it's got a picture of the exact vehicle you're going to get. And you're messaging back and forth with Paul, who's, okay, what time are you going to be at the airport? What's your flight info? Yep, I'll drop it off at this place, or it'll be in the long-term parking or whatever. And then you're just driving that person's car. You can get insurance right through the app there. You pay everything through there. You can search by all sorts of different things. A lot more flexibility than when you go to a rental car place. It's just, you know, are you doing a midsize or an SUV or a small one? That's it. Whereas on Turo, you're looking at the exact vehicle you're going to get. And you can get a certain amount of miles or certain, you know, add-ons or whatever. So it's a great option, and it's not always cheaper, but often you can find something that's cheaper than the normal rental
companies. I'm paying about 40% less than with all the fees. Mm-hmm. And the insurance, it's still 40% less.
Yeah.
I went to Expedia and checked out the usual suspects.
Yeah.
And this gal that I'm renting it from, she has five cars.
Okay.
So it must, the dollars must add up because she has five vehicles.
Business she's running.
It's a side hustle.
That's, so I didn't know you could do that.
And I was worried about, okay, well, where do you go? You get off the plane. She goes, oh, just take the shuttle bus to this parking ramp. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-minute shuttle bus, and I'll tell you how to unlock the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new world, and why not?
Yeah. Now, I will say, having used it a couple of times, it's still in kind of the early adopter stage.
Oh, okay.
So I had one rental that was canceled on me, which is kind of a bummer. But, you know, that can happen, right? Like if something goes on, I guess they can cancel it on you, and then you're kind of up a creek. You got to figure it out on your own. And the process of getting the car and returning it, it's not always the same. If you get a rental car, it can be annoying, but you know what you're going to do. You're going to take the shuttle bus, and you're going to wait in line at the counter, and you're going to do your paperwork and go to – like, it's a hassle, but it's a known hassle. When you do something like Turo, you don't know what it's going to be. And I was at the rental car place, and I'm on the phone with the guy whose car it is, and he goes, well, yeah, it's my buddy, Jake.
Oh.
He kind of looks like a skater kid. He's the one that's going to be picking
Jake
up the car.
Jake from State Farm.
And I'm like, all right, sounds good. So Jake, and there he comes, and he looks like a skater kid, whatever that means, and he picked up the car. And it was fine.
So there's a little more personal.
But that's, you know, I go, I guess this is what we're doing now.
Right.
And it
random,
you know,
skater guy.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But if you're up for that and you want to save the 40% or whatever it is where you're going, it's a great second option.
And you know, you know what you're getting, right? There's no mystery vehicle. Yeah. Oh, my God, am I going to get stuck in a beater? And I still hear stories, people waiting an hour, 2 hours, in some cases 3 hours for another car to come back they have something to rent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how short of vehicles that many of these car rental agencies are. It varies from city to city, but I like having options. So thank you. Turo.com. It's pretty cool.
That's because that's a great option because we can't get cars anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I have friends that were in Hawaii, and they wanted to rent. They didn't really need a car for the whole trip, but they wanted to rent one for just like a day or two for a trip. And I do not advise this, but they like found somebody on Craigslist that was renting a car, which please do not do that.
Yeah.
But it just illustrates how desperate people are to find something that's not the $700 a day car that's left. You got to find something, and there's people just offering those up in all sorts of different ways.
There are stories of people, there are no cars at some of these rental agencies, so they rent U-Hauls.
Stop it.
And they drive 3, 4, 5 days cross country to get home in a U-Haul because that's all they had.
It's got to swing the other way.
Oh,
I mean,
it'll balance out to some extent. But the other thing I'd say, and I had experience with this recently, if you are renting through a more traditional car rental place, often you can deny the insurance and your credit card offers collision insurance. And I used that on a recent trip. I had a ding in the bumper. They charged me $70 for it and my credit card reimbursed me. You know, there's some paperwork, whatever you got to do, but my credit card reimbursed me the $70 and I wasn't out a dime. So look into that next time you rent a car.
My American
Most credit cards offer that kind of stuff.
My American Express card covers insurance for rental vehicles. Although in Germany, I found out I rented a van which seated 10 people.
Oh, they don't
And
cover
they said,
that.
Oh, no, we only cover it if it's 9 people or fewer.
Sure
I'm like,
they do.
Really?
Sure they do.
10 people?
They must have covered when
$4,000 for my stupid fender bender.
When I ripped off the do not, no vehicles above this point
sign. At the McDonald's.
The McDonald's drive thru.
Ohio.
Whoops.
We peeled it out of there.
Did you? You didn't report that, George?
No, the McDonald's. It was damage to the McDonald's, not the vehicle. And I looked at her and I go, oh, my gosh. She goes, it's okay. Don't worry. She was going to – the drive-thru girl was going to fix the sign.
Well, it happens like every other day, right? Somebody knocking that thing off.
I'm such an idiot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.